Another characteristic, psychological characteristic, is that the top-selling salesperson is always impeccably honest with himself and with other people. There is no substitute for a high level of honesty. We have to be perfectly honest with ourselves in terms of the amount of work we do and the type of rewards that we want to enjoy, and perfectly honest with our customers. They say that the average person today is built like a human lie detector. The average person today can pick up insincerity or falsehood across a crowded room. All of us can. The worst fool in the world is the one who tries to fool somebody else. And that's why we have to be very, very honest and never say or do anything with regard to our product that's not true. And finally, we come back to that original characteristic. The top salesperson has an easy ability to turn strangers into friends wherever he goes. Because when you genuinely like and accept yourself, you genuinely like and accept others. If you feel down on yourself, you won't like others. There is a one-to-one relationship, one of the most important relationships of all with self-esteem, is you can never like or love anybody else more than you like or love yourself. And you can never expect anybody else to like or love you more than you like or love yourself. How much you feel for yourself is the single most important determinant of the quality of all your relationships with other people, both personal and business-wise. All right, so how do we become this person? How do we fulfill this dynamic psychological profile of the successful salesperson? Number one is choosing the right product. Nothing is more important than choosing the right product or service. Second to that, of course, is choosing the right people to work with and to work for. It's absolutely critical. But choosing the right product or service, and I'd just like to say one point on this, which I learned 20 years ago, and I never forgot it, is that some people are capable of selling tangible products, and some people are capable of selling intangible products. Now, tangible products are products that you can touch and taste and feel and hold and demonstrate and try out. Intangible products are products that are basically ideas. For instance, real estate in many ways is an idea. Investments are an idea. Insurance is an idea. Educational products are ideas. If you are constructed so that you like things, that you like tangible products, you will never be successful selling intangible products. If you are constructed so that you like intangible products, you'll never be successful selling tangibles. And the best way to find out about this is ask yourself, are you interested in concrete things and facts, or does the world of ideas interest you? Do you have a philosophic bent in your mind? Are you interested in psychology and philosophy and metaphysics? If you're interested or your interest is drawn by those sort of thing, you're best selling intangibles. If you're interested in harder things, if you're interested in houses and cars and trips and clothes and material things, then you're best selling tangibles. If ever you get into a field where you're selling one and you're not feeling comfortable about it, they try to sell it and they just can't get their heart in it, no matter how hard they work, they know it's a good product, they know it's a good company, but they simply can't get into it, it's usually because you're selling out of your own category. Remember, we always sell consistent with our basic values. And some of us have tangible values and some of us have intangible values. Neither is good nor better than the other. It's just that we are different. The next thing is you must believe sincerely in your product. As we said earlier, you must love your product. You can never be successful if you don't believe in it absolutely, if you don't believe that it's a great product. And number three, as we referred to before, the transfer of enthusiasm. The more you believe in your product, the more excited you are about your product, the more enthusiastic you can become about it, the more easily it is for you to transfer that enthusiasm to the mind of your customer. So we talk about goal orientation. How do we become really, really intensely goal-oriented? How do we develop a strong burning head of steam and desire that keeps us highly motivated from morning to night? And the only way to do that is to plan your working day and your working week very, very carefully so that you have very specific goals for every single month, every single week, every single day. I ask you to fill them out one at a time. What is your annual income goal for this year? What is your annual income goal? Does everybody got that figure? Does everybody know what it is? You should please write it in. Write in your annual income figure, write in a realistic and challenging figure, but if you don't know how much you want to earn this year, how are you going to do it? It's absolutely essential. I guarantee you, every top salesperson in every field knows exactly what they're going to earn this year. You can ask them, they can tell you within a dollar what it's going to be. Every low-performing salesperson has no idea. They're going to wait till the end of the year and see what happened. Don't be afraid to write it down. Some people are afraid to write it down. They say, what if I don't make it? So what? It's still better to have a destination, to have a specific goal, than to have no idea at all. Second of all, ask yourself, how much are you going to have to sell? What will be your annual sales volume that will be required for you to earn that amount of money? What's the total product value you're going to have to sell? A third is, now what is your monthly income goal? How much do you have to earn each month in order to achieve the annual goal? It's dividing it by 12. What is your monthly sales volume that's required in order to achieve that monthly goal? What is your weekly income goal? What's your weekly sales volume required? And then finally, what's your daily income goal? And what's your daily sales volume required? Once we've broken it down that fine, then we go to the final question. How many calls do you have to make each day in order to achieve your daily, weekly, monthly, annual goals?